Isaiah 书第十二章。
We still turn to Isaiah chapter 12.
Isaiah 书第十二章。
Isaiah chapter 12.
先弟用中文读，请 Emil 弟兄用英文读。
We'll first read it in Chinese and then in English.
以赛亚第十二章，到那日，你必说：耶和华呀，我要称赞你，因为你虽然向我发怒，你的怒气却已转消，你又安慰了我。看啊，神是我的拯救，我要依靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌。也成了我的拯救，所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。在那日，你们要说：当称谢耶和华，求告他的名，将他所行的传扬在万民中，提说他的名已被尊崇。你们要向耶和华唱歌，因他所行的甚是美好。但愿这事普传天下。西安的居民啊，当扬声欢呼，因为在你们中间的以色列圣者乃为至大。
Chapter 12 of Isaiah. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song.He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, Give thanks to the Lord and call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you.
我们再看以赛亚第三十章十五节。
Let's then turn to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
以赛亚第三十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息。你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们进步自肯。
This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it.
我们可以一起的读一节，那个一句的话，就是得救在乎归回安息。你们得力在乎平静安稳。
We can all read this phrase together. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength.
你们得救在乎归回安息。你们得力在乎平静安稳。前一个月第三个主日，我已经稍微提到。以赛亚所这一节的预言的背景。
And the first Sunday of last month, I have already mentioned this and talked about the background of this chapter.
但是哪一个主日我只讲一半。
But I have only preached half of the sermon that day.
所以我应许说，若是神许可，我再讲下一半。
So I promise you that if God is willing, I will continue to preach the rest of the message.
前一次我在这里提到得救在乎归回安息。
And this time we talk about that in repentance and rest that we will have the salvation.
今天我们要注意到得力在乎平静安稳。
But today I will concentrate on in quietness and in trust that we will have the strength.
这是在主前730年左右以赛亚所说的预言。
This is recorded by Isaiah about 730 BC.
这一个预言可以说有警戒也有安慰。
This verse had warning and also it has comfort.
有应许也有祝福。
There's promise and there's also a blessing.
很可惜的当时的很非能干的君王亚哈斯却拒绝了这一个神的应许。
Regretfully, at the king, the talented king at that time, Ahaziah, and he had rejected this promise.
但是感谢主，他的儿子希西家却是抓住了这一句的话，抓住神的应许。
But thankfully, his son Hezekiah had hold on to this promise.
他真正的与以色列的百姓一同的经历到得救，在乎归回安息。
And he can experience with his people that it was because of repentance and rest that they can have the salvation.
得力在乎平静安稳。
And then in quietness and in trust, they have the strength.
这不单是当时历史的事实。
This is not only the history of the time.
这一句话也是应验在今天我们每一个信耶稣人的一个属灵的经历。
Can also be an experience for our life today.
我们得救只要回到神的面前。
We can only need to come back to God.
我们就得着了神应许给我们的安息。
Then we can have rest from God.
我们得力乃是要在乎平静安稳。
To have strength, we must have the quietness and also the trust.
我们若是用主耶稣的话来说的时候，
If we use the word of our Lord Jesus,
主耶稣在马太福音第十一章二十八节到三十节，他就这样的应许我们说。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus had already given us the promise.
他说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。我就使你们得安息。
He said, come to me all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
但是下面二十九节三十节有进一步的乃是说到我的心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们就必得享安息。
But it goes a little bit further. It said, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest with your soul.
所以我们得救就得着了安息的应许。
So if we have been saved, then we will get the promise of rest.
但并不是表明说我们享受安息。
But it's not just saying that we're going to enjoy the rest.
我们享受安息需要得力。
To enjoy the rest, we must have the strength.
所以今天我们就来一起看如何的得力。
So we have to come together and meditate on how can we receive the strength.
我们在这一节的圣经的里面，我们注意三句话。
We have to concentrate on three phrases in this verse.
第一个在这里告诉我们说平静。
The first one is we must have rest.
第二个乃是告诉我们说安稳。
And secondly, we must have that confidence.
第三个字就是得力。
And then the third word is we have the strength.
平静可以说是享受安息。
To have the rest is we can have To have the quietness is meaning that we can enjoy the rest.
一个不平静的人，他没有办法享受安息。
One who cannot be quiet, then he will not be able to enjoy the rest.
我们同样的字在旧约的里面，四世纪第八章二十八节讲到基甸做士师四十年以后，天下太平。
And then in this word rest.In Judges, it said that after 40 years, they have rest.
这一个太平就是享受太平的 生活。
And this peace is that they have the life of peace.
这个字给以赛亚第三十章十五节的平静是一样的字。
And that word used there is the same word used here in Isaiah chapter 30.
以后我们同样的可以看到以赛亚十四章第七节说到享安得安息享平静。
Later on in Isaiah 14, we can also see that we can enjoy the rest and the quietness.
这个享平静的字给这里的平静是一样的原文。
And it's also the similar word in the original text.
所以在这里我的主要就是让弟兄姊妹知道说这个平静乃是告诉我们说不但得到了安息并且我们要享受安息。
And it's recorded here, not only we should receive the rest, but we need to experience it.
但是很可惜我们许多的信主耶稣的人我们可以说已经得到了安息我们却没有享受安息。
Regretfully, most of us Christians, we have received the rest, but we do not experience it.
我们仍然的在我们的生活上有许多的重担，有许多的忧愁，有许多的害怕。
In our life, there's still a lot of burdens, a lot of sorrow, and a lot of fear.
好像外面没有风浪，我们里面常常起了风浪。
Even though there's no storm on the outside, but then inside of us there's that storm.
我们知道有一次耶稣和门徒在加利利海的上面。
Remember, Jesus and his disciples was at the Sea of Galilee.
我们的主耶稣就在船的后面枕着枕头睡觉。
And our Lord Jesus was just sleeping at the back of the boat.
忽然海就起了风浪。
All of a sudden there was a storm.
所以门徒就害怕起来就喊叫说夫子啊你让我们丧命你不救我们吗
And the disciples become afraid said Rabbi do you not care that we're going to die
我们的主耶稣起来就斥着风向海说静了吧住了吧
And our Lord Jesus woke up and then he rebuked the storm and said the wind you die down come quiet
风就止住就大大的平静了
and then the wind storm has stopped and then everything was calm
害怕常常叫我们失去了信心
many times we will lose our faith when we are fearful
害怕叫我们常常发呆
and then we become not knowing what to do
害怕常常叫我们走不动
and then we cannot move forward
我现在很多你前一句告诉我你什么名字我等一会一分钟我就忘记了
And now if you tell me what your name is after a minute I will forget
好像年老的人这个很不容易记得现在的所要记的事情
Seems like the old people cannot remember things of the current time
但是我们常常就回忆到童年的时候
But then we want to remember things of the when we were young.
所以小孩子的时候这个事情常常就显在我们的心中。
So the memory of the youth always come back into my heart.
我记得1937年中日战争开始。
I remember in 1937 the war between China and Japan.
这个是已经几十年了。
This is so many years ago.
但是还是很清楚的在我的眼前。
But it's so clear in my, before my eyes.
日本开始战中日开始战争的时候日本的舰队都是在我们的附近的海岛的旁边。
And all these Japanese warships were just around our island.
他就要先轰炸我们哪一个港口的有两只的大船。
And it was wanting to bomb the two ships that we have on the shore there.
所以就炸了两只船。
So they bombed the two ships.
以后我们要到陆地去大陆去我们就没有船。
So we want to go into the inland, we don't have a boat or the ship to go with.
所以我们就用帆船的小船。
So we just use a very small sailboat.
我常常的年幼的时候常常就说在神的面前说神啊你为什么会把我生在这一个小岛的上面。
So when I was young, I was asking God, God, why do you let me be born in this little island?
每一年那个要去念书的时候，要坐那个帆船的时候，常常遇见许多的风浪。
And every year I have to go to school, and sitting on this sailboat, we will see a lot of storms.
但是感谢神，从小在我父母的所信的神的里面的教育，叫我仍然的稳定，不至于害怕。
But with the education that my parents have taught me, that I remember, I can be quiet and I do not need to be afraid.
我记得以后这个绿本飞机一来，一听见那个声音的时候，我们好像这个灵魂就飞走了。
And I remember when we heard the plane from the Japanese plane coming, then we kind of lost our soul, we kind of running around.
有一次我们就看见飞机很远的飞过来了，我们就预备在从这个城市里跑到乡下去。
And one time there was a plane that's coming, then we were prepared to run away from the city to the villages.
我的父亲就把我的妹妹弟弟，一篮子就挑着先挑走了。
And my father used the basket to carry my little brothers and sisters.
我的母亲给我就把那个门那个都关好以后，我们就才出来。
And my mother and I, after we closed the door, then we came out.
当我们出来的时候，就看见附近很多的邻居，他们就害怕。
Then we came out, we saw that a lot of neighbors, they were so afraid.
他们听见飞机的声音，就在哪一个地方大哭。
And when they heard the plane, they were just crying.
他们就走不动了。
And they couldn't walk.
甚至他只有在那地上一直的爬。
And then they were just crawling on the ground.
我感谢主，我在我的母亲的那个信心的影响之下。
Under the influence of the faith of my mother, I thank God.
我跟着我的母亲一直的向前走。
I was following my mother, just walking forward.
日本的飞机在上面用机关枪一直的打。
And they were using the machine gun to shoot at us.
但是我的母亲一面的祷告，一面的赞美神。
But my mother was just praying and praising God then.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们常常在不平静的时候，我们没有办法向前走。
Many times when we don't have the rest, we don't have the quietness, then we cannot
go forward. 当我们害怕的时候，当我们忧虑的时候。我们失去了我们的力量。
We will lose our strength when we are afraid and when we are worried.
所以以赛亚就告诉当时的君王说：“你要得力，必须要平静。”
So Isaiah was telling the king that if you want the strength, you must have that quietness.
你不要忧虑，也不要害怕。
Do not worry and do not be afraid.
有一个西方的。这个俗语常常说，一个忧虑的人，常常好像忧虑和害怕的人，常常好像坐着摇椅一样的。
There's a Western saying that the person who's afraid is like sitting on a rocking chair.
你想坐摇椅的，一直的在哪一个地方摇
？It was just rocking away on your chair.
他似乎好像在哪一个地方动
？It seems like it's moving.
但是他远远的在哪一个地方？永远不能够向前走。
But it was just staying at the same place and cannot go forward.
弟兄姊妹也让我们得着了一个秘诀。
Brother and sister, let us have a secret here.
我们多少的时候，我们里面的起了许多的风浪。
And many times we have that storm inside of us.
并不是外面的风浪。
It's not because of a storm from the outside.
好像无风起浪了。
It seems like there's no wind, but there's this storm.
但愿我们能够到主耶稣的面前。
May we all come to our Lord Jesus.
我们仍然有害怕，我们仍然有忧虑。
We may still have fear and worry.
但是把我们的事情告诉耶稣。
But tell of our worry to our Lord Jesus.
在我们的诗歌的里面有一首，我想445首，当告诉耶稣。
In our hymn, there's a song called I Tell It to Jesus.
我们的主是平静风浪的主。
Our Lord is the one who calmed the storm.
我们的主乃是要担当你我忧虑的主。
Our Lord is the one who will carry your burden and mine.
让我们把我们的重担，把我们的忧愁，把我们的难处带到主耶稣的面前。
Let's come to him with our burden, with our trouble, and with our sorrow.
他乃是平静你我 心中纷乱之中。
He's the one who can calm the storm within you and I.
而现在让我们看到安稳这两个字。
现在 let's look at the word trust or confidence.
这里说得力在乎平静安稳。
It said, in quietness and trust, that shall be your strength.
当我们在主的里面享受他的安息。
Not only we can enjoy his rest in us.
并且我们要依靠他，我们要依赖他，我们要顺服他，我们也要等候他。
Not only we can depend and rely on him, we can also obey and wait on him.
这是安稳的意思。
And this is what the word confidence means.
若是我们在新约的里面，主耶稣就做了一个比喻说，我们要把房子盖在磐石的上面，雨淋水冲风吹就仍然的坚立在哪个地方，没有被吹倒。
In the New Testament, our Lord Jesus gave us a parable. We should build our house on solid rock, so when the storm comes, when the rain hits, it will not be torn down.
以后在希伯来书第三章第六节就说，将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，这就是主的家。
And then in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6, it tells us that if we can be bold about the faith that we have, then it will be the house of God.
这一个可夸的盼望和胆量，在英文里说 confidence, 就是那个安稳的意思。
And then the bonus that it's talking about is the confidence, and it's a similar word here.
若是我们一直的扎根在主耶稣基督的磐石的上面，我们就在他家里有份。
If we build our foundation on the rock of our Lord Jesus, then we will be part of that house of God.
我想我们若是在家里，我们就不会害怕。
If we are within the home, within the house, then we will not be afraid.
以后在十四节又说，将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
And later on in verse 14 it said, we have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end of the confidence we had at first.
我们的安稳，我们的有信心，不是扎根在我们的意志的里面。
When we have the confidence and trust, it's not only on our own mind and will.
我们的哪一个 confidence, 哪一个胆量，哪一个信心，乃是建造在耶稣基督的磐石的上面。
Our confidence, our boldness, and our faith is built upon this rock of our Lord Jesus.
我就举几个例子，就在旧约的里面，用几个安稳的字。
I would want to give you a few examples from the Old Testament about this confidence.
第一个就在四世纪第九章第二十六节，它翻作信靠，中文翻作信靠。
And the first one is Judges. It interpret in Chinese is to trust and rely.
在诗篇底，在列王记下十八章十九节，就翻译作所倚靠，所仰赖。
And also in 2 Kings chapter 18 verse 19 it said, the one that we rely on.
在诗篇第二十七篇第三节就翻成安稳。
In Psalm 27 verse 3 it did translate into confidence.
在诗篇118篇第八节第九节就翻成投靠和倚赖。
In Psalm 118 it said, we need to depend on to rely on.
在以赛亚36章第四节也是翻作倚靠和倚赖。
Similarly, on Isaiah chapter 36, it said to depend and to rely on.
在以西结第28章第29节就翻作安然。
And in Ezekiel, it said interpret into to rest and depend.
真正一个安稳的人乃是在基督的里面安然居住。
A true person who can rest in Christ, he will rest in confidence in Christ.
他是非常自然的。
It's very natural for him.
他是非常轻松的。
And it's very easy for him.
没有什么害怕，没有什么挂虑临到他的身上。
There's no fear and worry that will come upon him.
这是安稳的意思。
This is what I mean by the confidence.
说，在意大利的那个亚庇士山的有一种的花是非常的特别的。
There's this mountain in Italy. There's this special flower.
那有几位的这个植物学家就到哪一个地方要采这一个特殊的花。
That those people who botanic things, they were just trying to get the flowers there.
旁边就看见有一个这个孩童。
And they saw a child next to that place.
他们就问说。你可以不可以那个帮我去拿哪一个花
？And they asked him, "Can you go get the flower for us?"
因为哪一个花是在山谷的底下
？Because this is in the valley, the flower.
他必须要用绳子把它坠下去。
And you need to use the rope to lower some person down.
这几位的植物学家就说：“你不要害怕。”我抓住哪一个绳，我把你放下去，等一下也要把你拉上来。
And these specialists, they said, "Do not be afraid. I'll just lower you, and I'll pick you back up later."
你若是可以，我就给你十块钱。
If you can do it, I'll give you $10.
这个小孩子就想一想，想一想，想了一会，他说：“我要到别的地方去，我等一下再告诉你。”
And this child was thinking about, and later on he said, "I want to go someplace else. I'll give you the answer later."
所以他就回去一会，就回来。
So he walked away, and later on he came back.
有一个大人就跟着他回来。
So there's a adult came with the child.
他就告诉这几位植物学家说，我现在可以去。
And then he told this few specialists, "Now I can go down."
我不要你们拉着哪一个绳。
I don't want you to hold on to the rope.
我要我的爸爸抓住哪一个绳。
I want my father to hold on to this.
他说我的爸爸把我放下去，以后我采了花，我的爸爸再把我拉上来。
See, my father will lower me down. After I get the flower, he will pull me back up.
弟兄姊妹，虽然这是一个非常简单的一个比喻。
Even though it's a very simple analogy.
让我就想到，我们若是让我们的天父抓住我们的时候
，If we let our Father in heaven to hold on to us,
我们就不至于害怕
，Then we will not be afraid.
让我们安然的在父亲的手中
，Then we can rest in the bosom of our Father.
让我们安然的在主怀抱的里面
，We can rest in a bosom of our Father.
让我们安然的在我们慈爱的天父的手中
，We can rest in the bosom of our Heavenly Father.
忧虑不能够叫我们成就什么。
The worry will not accomplish anything.
忧虑只像好像坐摇椅一样的。
It's just like a rocking chair.
我们一直的在那边动我们的脑筋。
We will use our brain.
但是一直的我们没有一个真正的向前的行动。
But then we will not have any action to move forward.
所以以赛亚就告诉当时的君王说。
So Isaiah told the king of that generation.
他说得救在乎归回安息。
It's by return, repentance and rest that you will have salvation.
得力在乎平稳，平静安稳。
In quietness and trust, then you will have the strength.
那我们怎么样可以得力？
So how can we get the strength now?
感谢主，刚刚嘉亮弟兄给我们读到以赛亚书第40章。
Thank God, Brother Jia Liang was reading Isaiah chapter 14.
我想这一段的圣经给很多的弟兄姊妹有很大的勉励。
Isaiah chapter 40, this passage will be a good encouragement to us.
我记得是在八月第一个主日有很几位的弟兄姊妹做这样的见证。
I remember in the first Sunday of August, there are several brothers and sisters have shared this testimony too.
我们要得着了力量。
We need to receive the strength.
我们的力量不是从自己而来的力量。
The strength does not come from our own self.
我们的力量乃是从神而来的力量。
But the strength from our Lord God.
我们的力量乃是安稳在天父的手臂之中。
Our strength comes from the confidence in the hands of our Lord.
我们的力量乃是我们投靠在主耶稣的怀抱的里面。
And our strength is coming from because we come to our, the bosom of our Lord Jesus.
但是我们需要一个条件，我们要把自己交托给神。
But there's a requirement. We must turn ourselves over to our God.
我们需要顺服神的意思，神的时间。
We must be obedient to the time of God.
我们也需要等候他呢。
We must rest and wait upon him.
我记得有一位的解经家就说到什么叫做等候
？A theologian had explained what is waiting upon.
我们有时候常常就是等候啊，祷告吧，祷告吧。
Many times we say when we wait upon, just pray and pray.
有时候觉得一个人祷告不够。
Sometimes we felt one person prays.
我们就更多的人祷告。
We ask a lot of people.
我们觉得祷告声音太小了。
We felt the sound of the prayer is not loud.
我们就要大声的祷告。
So we prayed loudly.
几位弟兄说。等候不是在哪一个地方远的地方一直在哪一个地方呼叫
Waiting upon is not just like crying out aloud at that same place
等候乃是我们要跑到主耶稣的怀抱的里面
We must run toward our Lord Jesus Christ
在主的怀里
In the bosom of our Lord
刚刚我们在福音组查经的时候有位弟兄就忽然就想起主耶稣在我们的天父的怀里。
And our Lord Jesus, in our Bible study, Sunday school earlier, they were telling me, that one of the brothers said that,
使徒约翰在耶稣的怀里。
That our, the Apostle John was in the bosom of our Lord Jesus.
但愿我们也能够在我们的主的怀里。
We pray that we can also be in the bosom of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们得力的秘诀。
This is the secret to our getting
strength. 这一个力量乃是从神而来的力量。
And this strength comes from our God.
所以刚刚我们读到以赛亚第十二章，第二节第三节的时候，就说到主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。
Earlier we read from Isaiah chapter 12 verse 2 and 3 it said the Lord is my strength and my song is also my salvation
这一个短短的诗歌不单是摩西的时候唱的
This song is not only sung at the time of Moses
在大卫的时代唱的
Also at the time of David
现在也是在希西家的时代仍然唱着一首的诗歌
And they also sing at the time of Hezekiah
你我今天还是要常常的唱着一首诗歌
You and I should sing that song today
我们将来在新天新地在天上仍然要唱摩西的诗歌
In the new heaven and earth we will also sing this song
因为主耶和华是我的力量
Because the Lord Jehovah God is my strength
是我的诗歌
He is my song.
也成了我的拯救。
And he becomes my salvation.
这一个力量，我们今天得的更真实。
And it's true experience that we can have today.
这一个力量乃是从圣灵来的力量。
And the strength is coming from the Holy Spirit.
当主耶稣升天以前，就吩咐门徒说：“你们要回到耶路撒冷，等候从上面来的应许。”
Before our Lord Jesus' ascension, he told his disciples, you must wait for the Holy Spirit.
所以在第一章第八节就说到圣灵降临在你们的身上你们就必得着了能力。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it tells us, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will receive the strength.
你们要在耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚一直到地极做我的见证。
You are to be my witness in Jerusalem, in all through Judea, and also to Samaria, and to the end of the world.
我们想要传福音。
Brothers and sisters, we want to spread the gospel.
我们想要做神的仆人。
We want to be servant of God.
弟兄姊妹，我说不是我们从书本上学来的。
It's not something we can learn from just the books.
我们乃是从圣灵的能力而来的。
It's coming from the strength of the Holy Spirit.
我们要做见证。
We want to give a testimony.
不是我们学一点的方法呢。
Not just some methods we have learned.
因为神应许我们说，圣灵在你们身上，你们就必得着了能力。
Because God promised that when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will have strength.
要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，一直到地极，做我的见证。
And you will be His witness in Jerusalem, all of Judea, Samaria, and all to the end of the world.
我解释到那个我儿子的家里。
And this time I went to my son's house.
我的儿子就给我一本的诗歌。
And my son gave me a hymnal.
昨天吴浩弟兄到我的家，晚上到我家里说，哎，你知道不知道，有一个姊妹，她写很多诗歌。And
brother Wu Hao came to our house last night and said, "Do you know there's a sister who wrote a lot of songs?"
我一下子就想到，这就是我儿子给我一本的诗歌。And
I thought, "Oh, I remember, this is the same hymnal that my son had."
迦南诗歌。
It's called the Song of Canaan.
500多首。
About 500 songs of.
我就给了吴浩。
I gave it to Wu Hao.
哎，这一个姊妹没有受过很多的教育。
And this sister does not have a lot of education.
如同那个彼得、约翰、雅各一样。
Just like Peter, John, and James.
但是她所写出来的诗歌，正是从天上而来的。
But the song that she had written is just like coming from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这个力量乃是从神而来的，从圣灵而来的。
Brothers and sisters, the strength is coming from God and the Holy Spirit.
我们的智慧也是从神而来的，也是从圣灵而来的，这才是真智慧。
Our wisdom is also coming from God and the Holy Spirit, and that's true wisdom.
不要想到我自己已经得了，知道很多。
Don't think that we already know a lot.
自己自满自足。
That we are so satisfied.
不能够为主做见证。
Then we cannot be a witness for God.
真正为主做见证。
The one truly who can be a witness.
乃是如鹰展翅上腾。
It's like one who can soar on wings like eagles.
我在这里就想到，怎么样把我们比喻作老鹰一样的。
Then I was thinking, how can be I be like an eagle?
他说，如鹰展翅上腾。
He said, will soar on wing like eagles.
所以我昨天就想到，为什么要翅膀呢？
Then I was thinking, why do I need the wings?
我忽然就想到，为什么天使有翅膀？
Then I remember, how come the angels have wings?
很多人话，天使都有很多翅膀。
And many people who draw the angels, they have wings.
我以前也常常想到，为什么神给天使做两个翅膀？
And I was thinking, why God gives the angels wings?
那所以现在人就觉得天使跟人一样的。
So people may think that angels just like men.
所以很多的电影，那个天使都是平常的人。
So in a lot of movies, the angels are just like normal people.
但是真的天使还是跟我们不一样。
The true angels is different than us.
哪一个翅膀是表明什么？
What does the wing represent?
哪一个翅膀表明不单是会飞呢？
Not only it represents it can fly.
哪一个翅膀乃是表明是能力力量？
It also represents it has strength.
你知道哪一个老鹰的翅膀非常的硬，非常的大？
You know, this eagle's wings is very tough and strong.
神特别的造，而他让他能够有力量、有能力。
God created that wing so that it has strength.
这一个能力让他能够飞到高空去。
And the strength keep it up into the air.
这一个能力叫他飞得很快。
And then it can fly very fast with that strength.
弟兄姊妹，如鹰展翅上腾。
Brothers and sisters, soar on wings like eagles.
基督徒的生命。 乃是如鹰展翅上腾的生命。
Christian life should be like soaring on wings like eagles.
老鹰不像其他的鸡一样的在那个地上走来走去。
Eagles are not like chickens just kind of walking around on the ground.
它常常是在高山上。
Always up in the mountain.
它在树枝树的树林的上面。
Above the forest.
并且它非常非常高。
And fly can fly to very high.
当它飞到高空的时候，你可以看到它是非常的平稳，非常的安静。
When he's flying up on the air, you can see that he's very quiet and very confident.
这是神给老鹰的力量。
And this is a strength that was given to the eagle.
弟兄姊妹，神也是在以赛亚四十章第三十节、三十一节里面给我们的美好的应许。
And this is also the same promise that God had given us in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30, 31.
他说少年人就会疲乏困倦。
It says the young people will become weary and tired.
强壮的也必全然跌倒。
The strong will stumble and fall.
弟兄姊妹不要依靠少年的力量。
Brother and sister, do not depend the strength of a youth.
也不要依靠少年所成就的。
And the accomplishment when you are, have that.
我们常常要依靠自己，就表明说你还是少年人。
If you depend on your own self, then you are still young.
弟兄姊妹，神要我们长大。
God wants us to grow up.
神要我们老练。
God wants us to have.
不要我们做一个虚浮的。
That not we not be like a child.
也不要叫我们做轻浮的。
And not to be just light-headed.
轻浮的乃个浮萍，乃是在水上。
Because if we are light-headed, then it will be just like the, above the water.
但是老鹰展翅上腾的时候，也是浮在空中。
When the eagles was on the air, it's like in the air.
我们乃是要超过世俗的一切。
We have to go beyond the things of this world.
我们要超过自己的能力。
Beyond the strength of our own.
从神而重新的得力。
Receive the strength from our Lord God.
也叫我们不至于困倦。
So that we will not be weary,
也不至于疲乏
or be tired.
感谢神
Thank God.
他是你我的力量
He is our strength.
那他是你我的诗歌
He is your song and my song.
他也是你我的拯救
He has become the salvation for you and I.
我们完全的把我们自己放在他的里面
Let's put ourselves in His hands.
我们顺服他
to be obedient to him
我们等候他
to wait upon him
神会给我们的力量
God will give us his strength
我们感谢神
we thank God
我想我们下面要为我们做见证的姊妹她已经得着了这样的秘诀
I thank God the sister who will give a testimony for us he received the strength
她在一个大患难的里面
In a big trial that she had.
她真是在人间最痛苦的里面。
In the suffering of this world.
她仍然的站立的稳。
She can stand firm.
她愿意为主做见证。
She wants to give her testimony for God.
她仍然愿意向前走。
She wants to go forward.
我想这是从上面来的力量。
I think this is the strength from above.
她真是如鹰展翅上腾。
She's like the Soaring on wing like eagles.
行走也不至于疲倦困惑。
And when they walk, it's not go weary or tired.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
把这样的宝贵的应许、宝贵的话语赐给了我们。
You've given us such a precious promise.
求主祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own word.
也求主的圣灵把你的话再给我们说一遍。
May your spirit will speak to repeat the words to us.
我们也为做了将要为我们做见证的姊妹，求恩典，求祝福。
We'll also ask for grace and blessing for the sister who will share with us.
这真是让她的经历，让我们更多的知道你的应许是何等的宝贵。
So that her experience will let us know how precious your promise is.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen.